Halacha Alev Perek Shmini. Ha'orel v'chol atmerim lo yochlu b'truma, personally, but nesheyem avdeyem yochlu, because they don't have a problem that's innate, it's a problem of circumstance. V'tzuadak v'chrushavcha, hein v'avdeyem ochlin, but nesheyem lo yochlu, because they passed on their wives if they slept with them. Im lo yada'a mishanase v'tzuadak v'chrushavcha, so then areilu yochlu, then it's no problem. Now, it says in the Torah, Ish, Ish. This, of course, is Rabbi Akiva's Rosh. Ish, Ish, Mizera, Aron, Lo Yochal Min HaKadashim. When it says Ish, Ish, it's Marba, Rabot Ta'arel, that is Osir, Be'achilas Truma, as if he were Tamei. How do you know? Oh, Ish, Ish, Rabot Ta'onein. Same question that we had back in the Bavli. Onein, the day that a korov dies, it would be pasul. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Ksiv kol zar lo yocha kodesh. What's the fact? Kol zar, mishum zarut esarti lecha, v'lo azarti lecha, mishum aninut. The only isra is zarut, and not aninut. Now, Rabbi Tiyufa Simuka, the famous red-haired Rabbi Tiyufa, boy kamei Rabbi Yosef, it doesn't necessarily mean red-haired, it meant red-faced, sha'a, here. Yes, now Rabbi Yosef. Can't we say that the other way around? Zarut amarti and not orla. And then learn from Ish Ish to be marba the onen. All my life, Rabbi Yosef said to him, look, you have one pasuk being marked, right? Ish Ish. You have one pasuk being mayit called zar. Only zarut and not something else. Makes more sense to be marba from the pasuk of Ish Ish, the orel, who is mechusar ma'aseh begufo. Whereas exclude the problem, it should say of your motziat aonein, she'eno mechusar gufo b'maaseh gufo, there's nothing in his body itself. Now this old drush, of course, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to Rabbi Akiva who learns ish ish, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds all over it, Dibra Torah, Kadashem b'nei Adam, therefore he never darshens ish ish, because ish ish is simply the way the Torah uses a phrase that means a person is ish ish. So where does he know it from? Tanya Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael learns it out from Exereshav of Tosha V'Sacher by Truma and Tosha V'Sacher by Pesach. Remember Tosha V'Sacher by Pesach, Tosha V'Sacher lo yokalbo. And it says Tosha V'Sacher by Truma, Toshav Kohen V'Sacher lo yokalbo. Just like Tosha V'Sacher by Pesach, it says Kalora lo yokalbo, so there two apostles are good. After Tosha V'Sacher Amar B'Truma, also with the Gzera Shava, we learn that it passes the Aron. Rabbi Chagai, boys, Rabbi Chagai asked this. Why can't we ask Ma Tosha V'Sacher Amar Pesach? Basuba Ta'onein, then we should learn that from the Gzera Shava. Just like the Karim Pesach is also Ta'onein, so too Tosha V'Sacher by Truma should be Nifsuba Ta'onein. Amar Rabbi La, Rabbi La answered, is because Lo Londo Tosha El Advarim Amurim Aparsha. The Gzera Shava over here of Tosha is teaching me things that are said beferish in the Parsha of the Kohen. And that's Oral, Kol Oral Yochabo. The Isra of Onen is itself learned out only from the Kavachom, from Meiser, which is Olachaldi Ba'oni. We don't use the Gzera Shava to bring the Dinim of Meiser Sheni to Truma, to Pesach, and from there to Truma. So what about, it should say, tumtum, for oral, mimokam echadbo, the din of tumtum that we say are iser, that's because it's all one issue. It's not, a tumtum is a suffix oral. Whereas onen mimasa sheni, onen itself doesn't appear at all over here. It's learned out from my sheni, so koshin in pesach, and from there you want to learn it to truma that now. Says Rebavim, but isn't it the same Kal V'Chomer? Go directly to Truma. Why isn't Truma Asal Onen from a Kal V'Chomer? If Meiser, HaKal, my Meiser Sheni, which is Mutter L'Zarim, anybody's allowed to eat Meiser in Yerushalayim. Nonetheless, it's Asur L'Onen. So Truma, which is even Asur L'Zarim, in a din Shetei Asur L'Onen, is a Kal V'Chomer, is Asur Anina. So he says, lo, Yimran of the Maser. Maser is different because it also has chumrat. It requires a mechitza. It has to be eaten within the chumot of Yerushalayim. Whereas tomar v'trumah, she'ina tu ena mechitza, you can eat truma anywhere. Halafi, she'yesh b'zeh, ma she'ein b'zeh. Yesh b'zeh, ma she'ein b'zeh. We have things in truma that are more chomer, and we have things in ma'isa that are more chomer. And therefore, lo tzorcha l'lamot, you can never derive anything one from the other, because in certain ways it's chomer, in certain ways it's kal. Therefore, you can always show that a kal v'chomer is inoperative. Okay, how about kodesh? Kodeshim, ma'ashi asur b'ara. According to Rabbi Shmuel, okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, I know the Torah says, Oral and Tameh are the same. But how about according to Rabbi Shmuel, where he learns Isser Oral as Xer Hashem and Korban Pesach? Is that an Isser to eat any Korban, or is it only a Korban Pesach? You certainly cannot learn it out straight from a Mamatzino from a Pesach. So the Lami Minat Pesach is a Mamatzino in at Yachol. Because a Korban Pesach has a lot of chomers. Korban Pesach, you're not even allowed to break a bone in a Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to break a bone in any other Korban. So there's no Isser Shviras Etzen. So if that's the case, other kosher, like say, ma, the carbon pesach is also about oral kisitores, machman shviras etza. Mashen came eating a regular carbon shlami, tores not machman shviras etza, so it's not machman and arelut. Also, you can't learn it out of truma, because the klal is by kachim, remember that you do not learn a lamad min a lamad by kachim. And since over here, the isser of achilas oral by truma is only a gezera shava, from the Pesach, and now you want to turn around and use it to make a kal v'chomer. That's called a lamad min a lamad. You take one lamad gzera shava, and now you apply to that lamad a kal v'chomer. And the din is, when it comes here to learning out the halacha of the truma, ein lamedim lamad min a lamad. Okay, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds it also, oral is from ish ish, and there's no problem. I can learn it directly. Have, therefore, there's no choice. So, chalomar, you know you're going to have what you're going to have to come to on the bottom line, don't you? Yeah, too bad. You're going to have to come to the pasuk of bimenu. In other words, it says lo tatiru bimenu al boker, right? Or three times it says bimenu by Pesach, and just like it says bimenu by Pesach, and it passes the oral because the kol oral lo yochabo. So too, by kachemer it says mimenu, which is the din of Neisr, lo nyanyech mimenu ad boker. So too over there it passes the yorah, zigzer shava, and that's it. Kachem. So I don't know whether we should, yeah, we can keep on going, that's what he said. Kachem ha'ashi ha'asur lo oni. And obviously, this man, the Yomar, holds that you don't learn kachem or pesach from a kavachom from Neisr Shemi. Because you can ask, as we do in the Bavli, that the pidyon of Maaser Sheni is more chomer. Because you need to have kesef tzura, which you don't need to use sheva kesef. Okay. So, where do we know it? We know it from mimenu. Ma mimenu shemer b'maaser posil b'osoni, af mimenu shemer b'pesach, posil osoni, v'sidosu tzir mimenu ad boker, to tell me that Pesach is also to an onion. And here too, we learn out exera shevet aser onion. By other kachim, from the same reason. Says the Gemara, is this mufne? If it isn't mufne, how are you going to be able to learn out? Over here we saw already that you can't learn out Gzeira Shava unless it's miyuchad for Gzeira Shava. Unless the Torah is telling me that the pasuk here is extra to leave it open for Gzeira Shava, as long as you can ask a question. Over here we know there's plenty of questions to ask, to say that there's certainly no comparing truma to Pesach, v'alo drushaki. We know that the Toshav HaSofer, at least the Toshav HaSofer that are written by truma, we know that Rabbi Yitzchak said three different mimenos are written, and we know that they were needed. Toshav HaSofer we know is needed because, after all, if it would have said one, we wouldn't know which one, remember? So it says Toshav is Megalina, which is which. So nothing is extra. Kahada the Tani, it's like the writer that says Toshav, Zekanukinyan Alan, Sakir, Zekanukinyan Shani. So you'll say, why doesn't the Torah just write Toshav? Why do you have to have even bother writing Sakir? And I'll make a kal v'chomer if even a Toshav is Kanukinyan Alan, is not able to eat Truma. So Kosha Kane, a Sakir, is not able to eat Truma. Akono kinyan olam, you know ochel. Vakono kinyan shanim ochel. What are you going to tell me? Is that it's possible to do something backwards like that? A Tershav can't eat, even though he's much more your own. But if he's just hired for day, he can eat? It's ridiculous. He says, no, no, I can't learn from that. Be'ilu Cain, you don't have anything extra, because then if it only would have said Tershav, I would have said, maybe the meaning of Tershav is, Tershav is somebody who's Kona Kinyan Shanim. The only way we know that a Tershav is Kona Kinyan Olam is because it says Sakhir. So in comparison, relative to Sakhir, the Tershav is Kona Kinyan Olam. So now, Kishukata Omer, Sakhir, now the Sakhir explains what the Tershav is. Ba Sakhir Olam et Tershav, Shehu Kanei Kinyan Olam. Okay, but that means that it's not Mufna. So how do you know it from? Omer, Rav Matya, and here's what it should say, Mikim and Dechtiv, V'chol Orel, V'chol Benechar, Lo Yochal Bo. It's as if it's Mufna Mishneit Stadim. Because Tosha V'Sachir by Pesach is extra. Because what's it talking about? As we said in the Bible, it's talking about an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri for sure needs to bring in from Pesach. It says, Kol Adat Yisrael Yasu Otam. It's got to be talking about then the Torsha of a Sacher is not for Gufay, it's for a Drasha. So it means we have two extra words. We use one of them, keep it on the Lamad, one of them, and keep it on the Malamid.